Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favored Life, the process of daily to walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process of there, encouraged in how you're going to build up your faith, your most holy faith, to walk in and possess all that God has told you, God has commanded, and be the light that someone else will be able to look at, be able to examine and see God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy, but also God's hand moving in your life as you go and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to grow in your faith, grow height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, faith to faith. You're going to see yourself being changed line upon line, precept upon precept. And as you're being changed, someone is going to be able to see the salt of your life. And it's going to encourage them to stand. It's going to encourage them to see God. It's going to encourage them to even come to know God as their Lord and Savior because of your process, because of what you go through, because of how you have the right attitude and the right heart of worship, faith, and obedience unto the Lord. As you allow God's hand to be on you, you are being that which he's able to use in the earth for glory, for someone else to even look and see that God is real as you go through the things that you go through. Today we're going to be powering you in the book of Hebrews. We're really in the book of Hebrews. I'm teaching a series that's really commanding faith to grow and be stretched in the people of God. So I love the Hebrews book. I love the Proverbs book because we understand that Proverbs is a book that helps us grow and be skilled in every asset and facet of our life. And we need that because we've not known how to act, how to be skilled, and what to do in every situation. But when we study that book, it gives us what we need. It teaches us what we need. We're built up in faith. We're built up in knowledge and understanding. So it is when we study books of faith, and Hebrews is a book of faith. When you study the book of Hebrews, it builds you up. It causes your faith to grow, causes your faith to be stretched, causes your awareness about how you use your faith and the Word of God and how you stand on it. So we're going to look at Hebrews 11, and I know it's going to read, I'm going to be reading out of a different interpretation, but I want you to get what I'm saying. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen is not made out of what was visible." Then I want to jump down to the sixth verse of that same chapter, and it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Going down a little bit further, talking about Abraham in the eighth verse, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, and as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him to this promise, the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, which architect and builder is God." Now, when we read this and we hear this, we understand that our faith is powerful. It is more than what we think. When we start looking at our faith, it asks a question, basically. What is faith? It's telling us it is the confident assurance that something that we want is going to happen. And we go back and we look at what it said in the eighth verse about Abraham. Abraham didn't know where he was going, but he believed God and he went anyway. There are times that God will have you walking in faith and you will not understand totally where you're going. You will not understand the direction that God is taking you or where he's taking you, but you know that he's telling you to go. when God gave the instruction to Abraham, it was just to leave and go to the place of there. And he had faith enough to believe that where God was taking him was a good place. He had faith enough to believe that God was so powerful that he couldn't lie to him, and he was not going to mislead him or mishandle him. And we have a God that we read about, we know about, and we are able to track his character through the Word of God, Old and New Testament, which is what Abraham did not have. We're able to track his handiwork, see how he's moved, see how he's brought people out. And we're able to go back and say, God, you said that the Old Testament was for our learning. It was our schoolmaster, so that we're able to go and grab the Word and know that when we're in a New Testament situation, we can go back and pull what you said and what you did for people of old in the Old Testament, knowing that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, that you will not fail, that you cannot lie, and whatever you've spoken to us, it is backed by you swearing on yourself that if you don't do it, that the heavens and the earth will pass away. So we, God, pull on your word that says that as we walk in faith, you're going to show up. We will have to move out in faith. And faith is not saying, I have faith. It is the movement. It is the trust that you have. It is the ability to go and do what God is telling you to do, even when you don't understand or know how it's going to happen. It is you moving forward in what God is telling you. If the Lord is telling you to go to a certain city and to do something, you may not understand why he's telling you to go to that city fully. You might not even know what's going to happen. But as you move forward by faith in that to that city where he's telling you, you're going to see God do something. You'll see him open up, make a way so that you can get to the place where he told you. You might be saying, God, I need another job. And he'll tell you, go and apply for this job, even if you don't meet all the specifications. But because the Lord wants to get you in the door, he'll give you favor, or he'll make it so that when you go in there, the person that you speak to will be able to give you information or give you what you need. It's the ability to walk by faith, knowing that what God is telling you is going to manifest the results of what he wills and what he desires for your life. Your faith is the movement of your obedience to the Word of God, your faith in everything that we do, because we need faith. It's impossible to please God without it. So everything that we do must be in the fact that we're doing this by faith. When we get up in the morning, when we go out the door, it's by faith. We trust and believe and know the Word of God is true, that he sets his angels around us, giving them charge over us, that the Word of God is nigh us, that it's in us, that the Holy Spirit is there, is a very present help. We, by faith, grab that Word, grab it and saying, God, I apply this to my day. This is the day that you have made. I rejoice in the fact that you are in control, that you've already surrounded me and given me everything that I have need of, and I walk by faith to please you, knowing that any problem that arises, you're going to give me what I need. When you understand that, you don't allow circumstances or situations to make you feel like God has forsaken you or left you, but you know that your walk of faith is a victorious walk and that God is in control, that the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's, that he's gone before you with the shout, he's gone before you with the voice of triumph, he's commanded his divine will to orchestrate and ordain your steps, that even as you're going through the process, you'll be made more and more and more, but the end result is going to be what he's already thought about you. It's going to be the end result of what he's already spoken about you. It's going to be the end result of what he's already predestined about your life, that every time you go through a season of testing, the end result is going to bring the manifestation of much fruit, great faith, and a praise and a worship and an experience with God that you've never seen before, because every experience causes us to see God in a way that we've never seen him before. Your faith is that which is the confident assurance that something that we hope for, something that we want, is going to happen. It is a certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us. Every word that God said is waiting for us. Everything that he said is waiting for us. Everything he said is going to happen for our life, it is waiting for us. And it's by faith that we are believing God, and we know that everything that we can see now, It was not formed by something that was there, visible. It was formed by God commanding it and it coming together. And the same way that God commanded and the worlds and the stars and the planets and everything we see in the universe and in the earth came together, the same way he could make something come together for you. He will cause things to work together for your good. He will make things happen in you and for you and on your behalf because he's spoken a word that he cannot lie. He will do it just for you. And it, we know that when we put our faith forward, it's saying, God, you're going to make something happen because our faith is in you. Our confidence is in you, and you won't fail us. We understand that we can never please God without our faith, that we're depending on him, and our dependence on him saying we trust him even the more, and we believe his report. We believe that he's going to do everything he says. We believe that he's coming even with a reward, that he's sincere, that those that sincerely seek after him are going to get what he said. Abraham lets us see that. He trusted God. When God told him to leave, that he moved by faith, and he went to the place which God told him, and it was the promised inheritance. You have an inheritance in God, and God is going to give you all that he promised you. Stand by faith, knowing that what you hope for, what you ask for, what you believe for, what God has said, it's going to manifest, and nothing can stop it, because your faith is in a God who will not fail you. You've got to believe that. Abraham did this. Because he basically confidently waited on the Lord, and he confidently trusted God, and he knew that God was going to bring it to pass. You got to confidently trust God and believe it and hope in him and know that it's going to pass, come to pass. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacks, and thank you so much for joining me. Favorite Life, the process of there. Hope and pray that you've been encouraged, empowered, and that you've been built up in your faith. Believe God for the impossible. Speak it, knowing that it's going to come to pass, knowing that it's already yours, and that you will see the manifestation of great things. Have a blessed and great week, and we'll be back again for another empowerment.